Okay, sure, for an hour, then you just want to come out and even though everything, then Pellet tells you, right? Pellet tells you. Anyways, everything learned in this room is in this one. It's a big scoot. So, Yaakov, you with me? Shmuel, you with us or you're doing something else?
Huh?
You with us or you're doing something else?
No, but this is my idea.
Whatever you want.
No, I'll give it here.
You don't have to. I don't force.
No.
So, the time of tzitzis.
It's not at night.
Time is only during the day. Not at night. Okay?
The time of
tzitzis
is
dafka.
Dafka during the day and not at night.
I thought
therefore,
I thought there was a mitzvah, a minhag to wear your tzitzis at night.
It's true, but it's not a mitzvah. A mitzvah is dafka during the day. Meaning, you cannot make a bracha on the tzitzis at night. Okay? You wear talis at night. You don't make a bracha on it at night. Okay? Because it says, in the pasuk, u'item oto, and you shall see it. And at night, it's dark, and you don't see it, even though there's lights. But naturally, it's dark. You don't see it. So it's not the time of tzitzis at night. When is the time that a person can put on his tzitzis? Has to be morning. When is considered morning? Some say it's about an hour before the nitz, some say it's about 50 minutes before the nitz, but not before an hour before the nitz. The nitz today is at 5:31. So you cannot put on the talis before 4:31, for sure not. Some people say even not to do it before 20 to 5 today. Okay?
So in relationship to, quote, sunrise.
Right. Sunrise. Right. Not before an hour before sunrise. Now, if a person is mistaken, he thought the nitz is at 5:15. So at 4:15 he put on a talis, and then someone said, what are you doing? It's not yet even an hour before. So then, what he has to do, he doesn't take off his talis, but when the time comes, he says the bracha again. Salam. The midnight to wear the talis is when you're sleeping. And take it off only when a person is taking a shower, of course, in mikveh. If a person does sleep without his tzitzis, he should put it on immediately when he gets up, after he washes his hand. And if it's still night, it doesn't make a bracha. Only if it's daytime, then he makes the bracha. If he gets up before, when it's still night, then he doesn't make a bracha at all on the talit katan. Only on his big talis, he says, and he has in mind also the talit katan. You get up in the middle of the night, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you put on your tzitzis, or you have them on already.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you put on your talis in the morning, in shul, you daven nitz every day?
Like six.
Oh, you have a kavua minyan.
Yeah, it's like six. I'm there at six, and they normally start like 6:15.
How do you do? Brachas. Very good. So then you have in mind your Talit Katan also.
Now, what if you're Ashkenazi and you're not married yet?
I got it.
You don't have, you're not wearing a talis.
So then of course you make a bracha on it. Now, at weddings, some people are annoyed that the chassan wears a talis at the chuppah. I wore. Now, if it's the daytime, it makes two brachas. If it's in the talis, it makes litatet betzitzit, to reappear the talis. If it's day, it's still before shkia. And it makes also shechiyano. But if it's night, it makes only one bracha, only shechiyano. You cannot make the blessing of it. It's after shkia already. When you take out your talis, you put it back, you always kiss the tzitzis. You take them out of the bag, kiss. You gotta put it back. You have a kiss itself. You put it back in. Okay? Okay. Hanan's an issue, no?
Yeah.
Is that around it?
No. Okay, Benjamin was looking for the markers. I put them here.
So they're not confiscated by anyone?
Yeah, they're labeled.
Okay, one. When you take up the talis, take it up with your left hand. Take up the talis with your left hand to show, like the tefillin also we take up with our left hand, to show that it's heavy on us. There's things that you want to do fast, do with your right hand, with your righty. Right? But you want to show that, you use the left hand. And also a person himself should fold his own talis if he's able to. He's well enough to do it, he should do it himself, not give it to someone else, do it. If you give it to someone else, it's like bad luck. On Shabbos, you let us fold your talis. Just not like you fold it, usually. Warm in here?
It's cold.
That's nice and cool in here. So on Shabbos, you fold the talis, but just not exactly like you fold it during the weekday. Okay? And if you want to wear it later, again, so you're allowed to, let's see, some people, they wear talis at night. Yeah, Chassidim Yerushalayim and Yemenites. Some people, they wear talis at night. So you wear it at night, and you want to wear it tomorrow morning, you're allowed to fold it exactly the same thing that you're going to fold it, because he's going to wear it in the morning. Using a tzitzis at night, you're using a tzitzis at all, the tzitzis itself, the strings is asu, they're holy. They're holy. And even after they're not, and so you have to be careful so that they shouldn't go on the ground. If you see someone sits on the ground, dragging, tell them, oh, your tzitzis are on the floor. So a lot of people, they put them into their belt, their back ends into the belt so it doesn't drag on the floor. It's a disgrace for the mitzvah. Now, after you finish using a talis, let's say they're not good anymore, the tzitzis, you now have to put them in the garbage. Okay? The best thing is put them in gniza, but you don't have to put them in gniza. That'll be the best thing.
Can you use it for a bookmark? Since you can.
Yeah, of course, because they're used to the mitzvah you give. When you, if you're washing your talis in the washing machine or whatever, any washing thing, you don't wash it together with your underwear and socks. It's not respectful for the talis. Wash it together with the shirt and pants, but not with underpants and socks. Okay?
Who, normally aren't they wool?
So anyways, you would do it on cold or whatever.
So like, normally you take it to dry cleaning.
I took it to dry cleaning. They don't clean it. The place where I took it. So I wash it. I'm cold.
Or hang wash.
Hang wash. You can't go through spinning. The spinning will destroy it. Just cold, just soaking a little bit with some soap. And you can buy those special chemicals that you could put with the wool, and it whitens the tissues. You buy those kind of stores.
Bleach?
No.
Special, it bleaches it, but it's not bleach.
It's called like wool white?
Yeah, whatever. There's like all these wool things. Some chemicals that you put it in.
Or, oxy.
Yeah, it's used.
Hydrogen peroxide.
When you go into a cemetery, you ever been to a cemetery?
You took it in.
Yes, exactly. Okay. But if he's in a, that's only in a cemetery, but if in a levaya, at a funeral, he doesn't have to. Let's see, he does not go to a cemetery, he's just at a funeral. He doesn't have to, unless he's the one holding the bed. If you're holding the bed, you have to cover it. Of course, if you're in a cemetery, you have to cover it. It's even quite often a funeral. Now, there's a mitzvah, min amurcha. The best thing is that the beged, the cloth of the tzitzis, is made out of wool. That's the best. Okay? And the tzitzis itself also has to be from wool. Yeah. A scarf, even though it has four corners, you don't have to put this down. Also, they have these long coats which have a split in the back. In theory, you have four corners. So what are you going to do? If you look at it closely, you'll see how they make it. One corner is rounded out. So then, there's no four corners anymore. Let's see, in like Rosh Hashiva's craft, whatever it's called. If you have a gufiya, an undershirt which most of it is open, right? It's chayav tzitzis. But if not, most of it is not open, you're not chayav tzitzis. If it's half-half, you have a problem. So it's a suffix. So therefore, you can just sew it a little bit more, and then you're good. Now, if you have one of these shirts, tzitzis shirts, let me see a tzitzis shirt, like a t-shirt or whatever, a shirt that is open from the side and has snaps.
Snaps
to open the. You have a shirt, right? Usually, you just have a regular shirt. Now,
right.
Let's say it's not a button-down, a regular t-shirt, and now it's torn here on the sides, up to the armpits, close to the armpit. Now you have four corners. You have obligated to put stitches. Usually they're snaps. You see by guys like in camp, they wear these things. How do you put stitches? But if there's a zipper, then you don't have to put a snap. Only if it snaps, you put a snap. Now, the size of a talis, very important, a big talis, has to be that it covers most of the body of the one wearing it, meaning the head, right, and his back, and his chest, okay, a person.
So what's the minimum size?
Depends on the person. If he's a tall person, he needs a bigger talus. If he's a small person, he needs a smaller talus.
So like, I have one, it's like, bigger than this.
You can definitely wrap yourself with the head, with the whole chest,
yeah,
and the back.
Yeah,
so
it's tall too.
Yeah, not a problem. But those ones that Avram spoke about the other day, which they're just like those bar mitzvah ones.
It's like a scarf, like what the Arabs wear.
Okay, exactly. So that is part of it. Yeah. Now, a talit katan has to be in centimeters, 72 centimeters long. 72 centimeters long and 48 centimeters wide. From one end to the other, 72 centimeters. At least 72 centimeters. Usually they're a lot longer.
The minimum. Wait, if you start having your son wear them at 3.
No, that's a kid. Talk about an adult. Now, if a person, he has a special pajamas that he wears, only at night he wears pajamas, and has four corners, he doesn't have to put on tzitzis. But if it's something that he wears also on the day and also at night, or on the day, of course, if it has four corners and he wears it only to go to sleep, or only at night, you don't have to put tzitzis on it. But if he wears it also during the day, he has to put tzitzis on it. Things which have four corners, but you don't wear them. For example, a pillowcase, a blanket. You cover yourself with a blanket, but it's not something you wear normally. So then you don't have to put tzitzis on it, of course. Okay. Now, if you come, you're checking your talis in the morning in shul and Shabbos, right? And you see it's puzzle, and you cannot make a bracha on it, but you want to wear it, you're embarrassed not to wear it. What's the advice to do? Go up to your friend quietly. Say, I want to give you my talis as a gift. Fine. You give it to him as a gift. Can I borrow your talis, please? And then you borrow the talis. We learned that if you borrow a talis, you cannot make a bracha. Not only can I make a bracha, he doesn't even have to put on for on the tzitzis. So if you wear it without, even it's not kosher. Okay, now we know we put the tzitzis on the corner, right? The hole has to be between not less than 3.5 centimeters from the edge, not more than 6 centimeters. Usually it's about 3.5 centimeters from the edge. from each edge. 4 centimeters, maybe. Okay? And even if, when you tie it, it becomes like this, like a squishy, and it looks like it's close, it's fine, it's okay. As long as it exists. There's two minagim. Ah, by the way, if a person put he tied it, the tzitzit on, and the hole was too far away, so he just makes a tear and it puts it in place, it's not kosher. He has to tear them apart, take them off.
Carefully,
and then tie them back on. Why? Because ta'asev shelo min asu, you have to tie them onto a garment, tie them onto the garment, and not just, they were tied, and then you put them in place. Yifsha. You have to tie them onto the garment in the right place. So there's two minakim. Some people make one hole like I have in the talis, and some people make on each corner two holes. Two opinions. All the corners have to be squared, the corners, 90 degree angle, and not round. If they're round, they're met. They don't have to put the scissors on them. It's good to make the strings by a thicker type. It's nicer. The thin type is not as nice. The thicker looks nice. Especially on the talus. By a thicker type, plus a little bit more, it's nicer. It's a mitzvah. It's extra mitzvah.
You're talking about the scissors itself, not the tagging.
No, the scissors. The strings. The fringes themselves. That's what they say in the right? Fringes? Who says that? Christians?
I'm trying to translate from into the English.
From who?
They're trying to translate from the Hebrew into the English.
So if I say fringes, who understands me?
Yeah, they'll understand.
Yeah? Okay. How long does this have to be? So from the edge of the garment, you have to count 24 centimeters. At least. It could be more. 24 is up to here. You can have more. If the minimum is 24 centimeters. Okay. We said that you have to cut a scissors. We said this already. You cut them with either with glass or with plastic, not with metal. At night, you're also allowed to tie scissors, even though you can't put them on. You don't put them on the bracha, you can still tie them at night. Okay. You're allowed to also switch scissors, take them off. Even if they're still good, but they're not as nice, you want to put nicer ones, you're allowed to take them off and put nicer ones on.
Yeah, when you know you can wear it with a scissors, torn or twist or dulled, and then you have to cut. You cut off the four corners without touching the fringes, and then that gets very squishy.
No, you can also cut the scissors.
So yes. The four corners.
You don't have to cut the corners. You can also cut the scissors themselves. Just not with metal. Cut them with either with a glass scissor or with plastic.
Just have to bury it.
The best thing is to bury it. To bring to the gniza, they'll bury it.
When we had to do taharas, we wrapped the person in their talus and then had to cut their scissors.
Yeah, but you don't bury it with it.
Yes.
The tzitzit himself, not the garment.
No, we wrapped the whole person in their talus.
And you left the talus on him inside? Okay.
Yeah.
What?
We had cut the talus.
And now it's slightly under that.
No, in the States.
And now it's slightly, they take the talus off. And now it's slightly, they don't leave the talus on the nifta, in the grave. Right before the burial, they take it out. I still have any time.
No, but in the States, that's what we do.
They do with the talus, they still keep the...
Yeah.
And if it's a woman, no?
No.
Very interesting.
Because I remember they had to cut the tzitzits.
What did you do as the Chevra Kedisha?
I did my father-in-law.
No, what did you do? What was your job?
I was mostly doing actually the actual taharas.
That's a burial.
You did taharas?
I did the taharas, and then they would put the body into a wooden casket, put dirt on it, and then
dirt turned out inside.
Yeah, and then put the wooden top on, and then we take it into.
Did you nail it? You nail it in?
I don't remember.
You slide it, I think.
Yeah. I just don't remember. And we put it into the hearse,
take
it to the car that takes the body to the cemetery. Okay. And then we the pallbearers would take it out. We would put it into a
wagon.
No, it is a concrete casket that has slits in it. Lower that down using a mechanism.
Into the grave?
Into the ground. And then they would cover it with a top, with a gasket on top, which is concrete. And then...
That's the law in America?
Yeah.
So concrete from the bottom, concrete from the top?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
And so there's enough holes in there so the worms can go inside. But we also have to shovel dirt into it before we put the casket on, the cover on the casket. And then once that's in, then we lower it down and then start shoveling the dirt.
That's how I did another thing.
Yeah.
Were you a shaman?
Yes, sir.
Were you a shaman too?
No, I just did taharas.
Okay.
And
I was a shaman.
Same once. Here.
Sit the hill, I don't know.
And,
Yeah.
I did taharas at night. I did taharas during the day, for my father-in-law.
It's scary?
And
it's unpleasant.
The hard thing was that we got a call at 6:30 in the morning on Friday.
But your father-in-law?
My father-in-law. He passed away. And so I was immediately trying to contact Hebra Kadisha. But everyone was dominating. I was freaking out. And because I knew it was Friday.
So you didn't get it down on Friday?
Everything was done.
Really?
And it was wintertime. It was January.
Which state?
California, LA.
Yeah, because there's no snow in LA. Not even cold in LA.
And so I took charge. I simply said, you know, we're getting this thing done. Even though one of the rabbis in the community said, no way it can be done.
Because why not? You know, that's what I would do 6 hours after the person dead is in the ground.
No, the hard part was,
it is the chit chat.
It took us a few hours to get the paperwork done, to get a death certificate. They picked up the body by, like, I guess 8 or 9. We did tahara at noon. We took it to the cemetery by 2 or 3, and we had a funeral by 4.
What was the shkia?
Oh.
How much shkia that day?
5.
Ah, besides that, an hour before shkia, you're good. Avalish's mother, they did by shkia they finished the burial.
And
they walked home.
So different from Zoras, many times.
Yeah. And that was
every Shabbos they would wait to the family to someday, you know, because the refrigerators.
Yeah, but you should know that the person knew he would die. And the person knew he would die right next to his grave and roll in just so he's right there. And he's suffering for the soul. The longer you wait, it's more suffering for the soul.
It was a big polygon between half the family who was religious and the other half that was not religious.
What, they wanted to burn the body?
No. I didn't want to go there. No, it was they wanted to wait until Sunday.
Oh, yeah, you said what you said. Yeah, the places where the minhag is to bury the dead with his talis, you have to tear off the tzitzis. Okay, we'll set off. We'll finish this. I have to go to my son's school.